Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host on this weekend show. We're focusing on the city of Sonora. We're pleased to be joined in studio by the new city administrator for the city, Mary Rose Rudikanga, as well as the mayor of Sonora, Jim Garaventa. City Administrator Rudikanga, I'll start next with you on the topic of homelessness. It was discussed a little bit during the first segment, but as you step into this role, you know, what is kind of the latest when it comes to the city addressing that topic?
Sure. Well, I know state, you know, as we can see statewide, it is a major topic between the governor and in his policy and his budget of addressing homelessness and addressing the unsheltered. I know from a regional and county perspective, there is a regional continuum of care between the counties of Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Mariposa. And the monies from the state to address those homelessness programs feed into this regional continuum of care. So from a city perspective, it is paramount that we partner and we continue to work with this continuum of care, work with the county of Tuolumne to address the homelessness issues that we're seeing within the city and at the county as a large. So I think, you know, it's something that's more noticeable now. We're hearing, you know, from our constituency, from our residency, that there are issues that need to be addressed. Our residents are concerned, as well as the state is concerned about the lack of unsheltering for homelessness persons. So moving forward, it's imperative for the city to be able to be working with the county to identify locations for potential shelters, to be identifying programs to administer wraparound services for the unsheltered, and to really work collaboratively with the county to address this. We don't want to be taking an individualistic approach to this. We want to be doing this as a regional partner, as a collaborative partner with the county. And then that way, the state sees how you know, involved we are from a regional perspective in tackling this issue.
Do you know, is the state looking for cities and counties as well to kind of even reach out further to neighboring counties and cities to kind of tackle this issue?
Well, I know, yes, actually. I think it's a topic right now at the state as far as regional sections and regions of identifying, you know, funding for specific regions. Within, for Tuolumne County and the city, we are part of a region already that partners with these four counties to develop our continuum of care, our homelessness and unsheltered policies. So for us, we've already got a kind of a leg up because we are looking at it regionally. But yes, the state, I believe, right now is looking at regional funding and how those regions are going to be divvied up.
Mayor Garaventa, homelessness has been a topic that the city has talked about for quite some time. You know, has it been a difficult challenge to take on from a city's perspective?
Without a doubt. Yeah, as you know, I chaired the our city of Sonora's homeless task force, and basically we had different people from the community, and we found that there are so many issues that are involved with homelessness, different types of people that are involved. You have people with mental issues, you have people that are just, you know, AB-109ers, you have just people down the luck, they, you know, one paycheck away from being homeless, and that's what happened. All kinds, families, you know, kids. So it runs the gamut. And unfortunately, with the task force, we found that we didn't really have. We figured that there's really no way to do anything from our perspective because we're such a small community with a small budget that we had to reach out and do something with our county partners, with our state and regional partners. And that's kind of, I guess, what we're working on now with this meeting that Mary Rose went to, hopefully. But that's the only way you're going to really solve anything is to do it with working together, being collaborative.
And just to add on, you know, the way the funding scheme comes down from the state is through the counties and through the continuum of care. So it's not, you know, the city of Sonora is not receiving those monies at the moment. And so we really need to, you know, put pressure on the county that we need to be a partner in ensuring that we're addressing holistically the issues that are affecting both the city and the county.
Also like to ask you about Vision Sonora. That's been a long-time project by the city of Sonora. Lineberg Street's probably the most visual lately. I've seen some activity. Mayor Garaventa, you know, what's kind of the latest with Vision Sonora?
Well, as you mentioned, the temporary to permanent closure of Lineberg Street is underway. You saw the trees in there. A mural project is coming soon, from what I understand. I'm not on the subcommittee that does all that. Connie and Colette are, Connie Williams and Colette Such. So I don't know the exact workings of the everyday, what's happening every day, but we extended the year-long closure, temporary closure, to make sure everything goes well before we make it a permanent closure. And also, there's a couple of projects that are coming close to their what we call their 95% completion rate, or not completion rate, but design contingency. There's a term for it. So we're getting close to both the Red Church pedestrian project and the bus stop on Stockton Road. So.
And City Administrator Rutakanga, anything else to add on the Vision Sonora projects?
Yes, on the Leinenberg Street, you know, you've noticed some trees that we've been able to plant. We've been putting up, you know, benches and chairs. We're also in the process of developing an RFP for a mural along that roadway to make it more pedestrian friendly, more of a, you know, a nice repose, restful stop for the tourists and our residents along the streets. And then also from Vision Sonora, we are also working at completing the Stewart Street or Farmers Market restroom project. So we are in the stages of completion for that as well. So that'll be greatly beneficial for our Farmers Market group that meet there every Saturday starting in May.
Big crowds that turn out for
big
that.
Crowds,
I
crowds.
Assume that's going to be a nice addition for those that
yes.
come out.
Yes.
And then the bus stop, that's been discussed at various different locations I know over recent years. Is there a location now that's been decided for that particular thing?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it's on Stockton Road, right there, just west of Green Street, is the project. There'll be a bus stop on both sides of Stockton Road. One down below the Trado Building, more toward the fairgrounds on the. Well, it'd be the eastbound lane, but on the south side of south side of Stockton Street, and then the other stop will be right there almost at the corner of Green and Stockton.
And then the Leinenberg closure you mentioned is kind of temporary, maybe permanent. That's something that will be decided in the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was kind of mostly behind the temporary to permanent thing instead of going permanent directly. I think it was something we need to make sure that everything's going to work out the way we think it's going to work out before we make something permanent. I mean, once you start putting trees in the ground or, structures, huge structures there, you want to make sure that all the issues that possibly could come up or can't come up, and see if there's anything that is in, you know, that may want you to change your mind.
Very visible when you walk or drive by that area. As mayor, have you heard much feedback yet from people in the public?
Oh, sure. You get on Facebook, you get all kinds of feedback. positive and negative. But, you know, what the best thing to do is just to write it out for the next year and see what comes out of it.
What were some of the positives identified for doing something like that when it was discussed?
Well, having a place for people to congregate, to sit and relax and enjoy their meal or whatever, just sit and relax, have special events possibly in there, you know, just, you know, like a park.
Help kind of the second right Saturday there, art nights and
sure,
things like that.
Exactly. And you're probably going to ask me some of the negatives. Some of the negatives would be, I know that I did sit there on art night during the summer, and it's pretty hot because of all the pavement and the brick and everything. So I'm not sure that it's, you know, during the summertime, how much of a reception, how many people are going to sit there. And plus, we always have the concern that with our unsheltered issue, we have some people that come up and just want to just hang out there and be more of a detriment to the downtown than an asset.
So the council can see how things play out over the next year and then make another decision.
Exactly, yeah.
We need to take one more break. We're talking about City of Sonora issues on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio by the mayor of Sonora, Jim Garaventa, as well as the new city administrator for the City of Sonora, Mary Rose Rutakanga. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.